FDA clears first complete narcolepsy treatment as drug makers race to expand rare disease portfolio. The FDA's August 5, 2026 approval of Orzeeful Ovaprorextin for narcolepsy type 1 handed Take to Pharmaceuticals America the most strategically significant CNS asset to reach the market this decade. The first drug approved for the full spectrum of narcolepsy type 1, and the first medicine anywhere to directly restore orexin signaling in the brain. The approval, announced by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on August 5, 2026, covers Orzeeful oral tablets for adults with narcolepsy type 1, a rare, lifelong neuropsychiatric sleep disorder affecting an estimated 1 in 2,000 people in the United States. The drug works by activating the same brain receptor that the body's own orexin would normally stimulate, replacing a missing biological signal rather than layering stimulants or sedatives on top of a broken system. 2 randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled 12-week studies enrolling 273 adults formed the clinical backbone of the submission. Patients on Orzeeful 2-MG demonstrated improved ability to stay awake, substantially reduced daytime sleepiness, a significant reduction in cataplexy episodes, and meaningful improvement across sleep paralysis, hallucinations, and disrupted nighttime sleep. Tiffany R. Farshan, MD, Director of the Division of Psychiatry within the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, framed the approval in terms that matter to payers and investors equally. This new drug is the first medicine that impacts the underlying biology of the disease, treating narcolepsy type 1 as a whole. For institutional capital, this is not a routine approval. A disease-modifying mechanism in a rare, underserved population, backed by breakthrough therapy designation and priority review, attached to a commercial organization with Takeda's global CNS infrastructure, describes the architecture of a multi-billion dollar franchise. The question is not whether this asset is valuable. The question is whether Takeda keeps it. The orexin mechanism is a category of one every prior narcolepsy type 1 therapy attacked symptoms from the outside. Stimulants such as modafinil blunted daytime sleepiness, sodium oxybate compressed cataplexy episodes, and consolidated nighttime sleep. None of those agents touch the orexin system because, until Orzeeful, no approved drug could. Orexin loss is not incidental to narcolepsy type 1. It is the disease. The brain cells that produce orexin are destroyed, leaving patients without the chemical messenger that regulates wakefulness, sleep, and muscle tone. Orzeeful is an orexin receptor agonist, meaning it substitutes for the molecule the body no longer makes. That is a fundamentally different proposition from symptomatic management, and it explains why the FDA classified this as treating the condition as a whole rather than one dimension of it. Our view, the mechanistic differentiation creates a durable moat. Competitor drugs approved against individual symptoms, such as excessive daytime sleepiness alone, now carry an implicit label risk relative to an agent validated across the full symptom constellation. That repositions Orzeeful as a clinical default rather than an add-on, which in rare disease pricing logic means launch price power well above current narcolepsy treatment baselines. Financial terms of the launch have not been disclosed. Narcolepsy type 1 market, small population, large revenue potential the U.S. Prevalence figure of 1 in 2,000 implies a patient pool of roughly 165,000 Americans based on a 330 million population estimate. Though the FDA does not disclose its underlying population denominator in the approval notice, rare disease economics are not driven by volume. They are driven by unmet need severity, treatment duration, lifelong in this case, and the absence of generic pressure in the near term. Key figure, 273 adults enrolled across both pivotal studies. For a rare disease program, this is a lean but adequate registration package. The breakthrough therapy designation and priority review indicate FDA, agreed the efficacy signal justified accelerated development. Orziful is taken twice daily as an oral tablet, a delivery format that supports compliance and eliminates the injection burden that limits some competing narcolepsy agents. The controlled substances scheduling process is not yet complete. The Drug Enforcement Administration must issue a scheduling decision before Takeda can begin commercial distribution. That regulatory step introduces a launch timing variable, but it is procedural rather than approvability related. Our view, every month of scheduling delay is a month of foregone revenue at what is likely to be a premium price point. Institutional investor should monitor DEA scheduling timelines closely. 3 2026 FDA approvals, 3 asset classes, 1 investment framework Orziful is the third headline approval from the FDA in the span of 3 weeks in mid to late 2026, and placing it alongside the others reveals a pattern worth tracking. Caption: 3 FDA approvals in 3 weeks, August 2026. Each represents a mechanism-first franchise with rare or difficult-to-treat indication profiles. Sponsor identity for Lipfendra was not named in the source material. The common thread is mechanism novelty. Lipfendra converts an injectable drug class to oral delivery. Tudreikov pairs oncolytic viral therapy with anti-PD-1 in a checkpoint refractory population where, per the clinical data, 1 in 4 patients responded and responses lasted a median of nearly 14 months. Orziful replaces a missing biological signal rather than compensating for its absence. All 3 shift the treatment paradigm rather than iterate on it. For private equity and strategic acquirers, this cluster signals that the FDA's 2026 review calendar is producing differentiated assets. Pipeline hunting deals historically follow approval clusters. The approval of novel mechanism drugs reduces binary regulatory risk for buyers. What the Takeda positioning means for healthcare mergers and acquisitions: Takeda entered 2026 as a company that has spent several years rationalizing its portfolio following the 2019 acquisition of Shire, a transaction that transformed Takeda into a rare disease and neuroscience heavyweight. That acquisition was valued at approximately $62 billion, based on publicly reported deal figures from 2019 as historical context. Orziful fits the post-Shire identity precisely: rare, CNS-rooted, mechanism-first, and defensible against generic displacement in the near term. The strategic question for institutional investors is whether Takeda monetizes Orziful as a standalone commercial asset, or whether the drug's uniqueness attracts an acquirer. Large-cap pharma companies facing patent cliffs in the 2026-2030 window have clear incentive to acquire differentiated rare disease revenue. Orziful's first-in-class status and lifelong treatment indication are attributes that command premium acquisition multiples. Our view, Takeda is unlikely to divest Orziful given its alignment with the company's stated CNS focus. The more likely mergers and acquisitions implication runs in the other direction. Orziful's approval strengthens Takeda's valuation floor and makes Takeda itself a harder target to acquire at a reasonable premium. The asset also raises the question of whether Takeda will pursue bolt-on acquisitions of earlier stage orexin pathway assets to deepen the franchise. The scheduling requirement imposed by the DEA also carries a structural consideration for deal makers. Any acquirer or licensing partner must account for the controlled substance designation in revenue projections, distribution infrastructure, and regulatory compliance costs. Terms around scheduling timelines were not disclosed by the FDA or the DEA at the time of the approval announcement. The Placamium view the market will price Orziful through a rare disease revenue lens. Placamium prices it through a paradigm lens, and that distinction matters more. The orexin system is not unique to narcolepsy type 1. Orexin dysregulation is implicated in a range of conditions, including Alzheimer's disease-related sleep disturbances, Prader-Willi syndrome, and potentially post-traumatic hypersomnolence. Orzeful's approval as an orexin receptor agonist is not just a narcolepsy franchise event. It is proof of concept for a mechanism that has been clinically validated in humans for the first time at the approval level. That proof of concept has option value across indications that the current market price likely does not fully capture. The second-order play is in the pipeline. Biotech companies holding orexin agonist programs in preclinical or Phase 1 development just received a commercially validated mechanism with FDA imprimatur. Those assets will be repriced upward in licensing negotiations and venture rounds. Acquirers who move on orexin-adjacent programs before that repricing completes are buying ahead of the curve. The third observation concerns the 2026 FDA approval pattern itself. Three novel mechanism approvals across CNS, cardiovascular, and oncology in 3 weeks is not noise. It reflects an agency that has worked through its post-pandemic backlog and is now running a review cadence that produces decision-ready assets for acquirers at a rate the market has not fully absorbed. Private equity funds with healthcare mandates should be building thesis coverage around late-stage FDA-designated assets now, not after the approval announcements move prices. Orzeful did not just treat narcolepsy type 1. It opened a mechanism. Whoever controls the orexin receptor agonist space in 5 years will have Takeda's August 5 approval to thank for clearing the path. The bottom line, Takeda's Orzeful approval is the first validated orexin replacement therapy in human medicine, backed by two placebo-controlled trials and the FDA's most expedited designation stack available. The controlled substance scheduling step remains the only barrier to commercial launch. Healthcare mergers and acquisitions desks should treat the orexin mechanism as a newly de-risked therapeutic target and begin mapping pipeline assets that could benefit from Orzeful's proof-of-concept halo. The next deal in this space will be priced accordingly.